Okay guys, this is my daily blog, episode 42, day 42, February 24th, 2011. Well, basically, I'll start with the business part of it here. I added some more information to the eStore department. Mainly, I just kind of like added some more information on the collectible card games. Eventually I'll have sections where you can click on those and it'll bring up a store dedicated to just that part of it where people can do stuff. And I spend a little bit of time on that, trying to at least every day. That way, you know, eventually it'll be there instead of, you know, just trying to do it all at once. But I did, instead of kind of spending a lot of time with that, I picked up like this little ad here, this one on the left right here, this one from Amazon, that little widget. It's pretty cool because that great deal in books, and this one is catered to web marketing, so it's kind of catered to what's going on here, and it's animated, so it goes through the little things, and you can press on the sides and move it forward, backwards, you know, kind of like the carousel ones, which are pretty cool too. But the really cool thing about it is that when as other deals come out or good stuff comes out and everything, it automatically updates, it automatically changes. I mean, I don't have to like go and put anything in there, it just does it all itself. So that's really, really cool. Also, I spent a little bit of time on Twitter today. Usually I don't really get to it, but today I was able to do some, and mainly it's looking for people who are interested in like subjects and, you know, letting them know about the site to come here. And then of course I end up going to blogs, especially people who have, you know, who are in the same genre, and they've been doing their little tweets, and then so when I go to look at those tweets, I usually will write something on the blog or something, a comment after I've read it. So I got some blogging comments in, but not like where I'm searching for those particular blogs that have to do with whatever subject I'm looking for. I didn't really get into that or anything today. Obviously, it's 1:30 now. By 3, I'll take my nap, and then I'll get to watching some TV. So I only have an hour and a half yet, and I'm still doing this, and then I'll have to take the shower. So I doubt that. And plus, I see a couple of tweets. So I may check those real quick before I go, because if I don't, it's like, you know, by few more hours later, it's like 10 or 11, and it's like, oh, that's quite a bit. Most of the stuff, you know, you just skip over, but sometimes, you know, they have something about, like, perhaps polyphasic or something that has to do with your website. On the personal blog, today is still kind of, you know, a little shaken up in the whole thing, but, you know, we're working through it. And you know, it just takes time. You know. She brought over this chicken stuff. I don't even know what the name of it is, but it's called chicken stuff to me. And she got the recipe from that Never Enough Dime. Is that Dime Time? Or obviously, Never Enough Time would be what it would be called. I guess the H is silent. I never know, because I keep people call it both ways. Maybe it's one of those things you can say tomato, tomato. Who knows? Anyway, since I built the site for Real Lyrics from the Heart, Elizabeth, of course, knows, you know, Von D, La Von D, so you know, they all keep in touch and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, it's just kind of interesting how all these people are all locally connected. You know, most of the people that come to my site are from Texas. It's like, okay. You know, I mean, I get them all around the world, of course, but most people are from Texas. Because that's where I'm from. So, anyway, she brings over this chicken stuff, and chicken's really good. I mean, it's probably, you know, I eat rotisserie chicken and stuff like that, but it's one of the best rotisserie chickens I even had. I mean, it's not even rotisserie. I mean, the way she made it, you know, she just, well, I'm not really sure. But I guess I could go find the recipe and discover it. But anyway, it was really good. But she had some mushrooms and onions in there, and those were just, oh my god, good. Those were just great. I just I just couldn't eat. I ate, that was like first thing I just ate. And usually I save the best stuff for last. It's how I usually eat when. But I just ate all those. It's right off the bat. I was picking for them, you know, ate them. They were so good. So that mushroom and onion stuff, that however goes with it, I don't know. It was just a combination of all the juices from the chicken and the butter and everything that was in there. And the thyme, dying, whatever, and the other, you know, spices that were added. It was just really, really good. So, if you get a chance, I would go do that. You could click the link right there, Never Enough Time, or you can go to Real Lyrics from the Heart. She has it on her favorites, too, and go there. I'll see if I can, you know, obviously, because I linked to Real Lyrics from the Heart, that means La Von D is going to see it, and she'll probably come and see, come over there, see what's going on, and blah, 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 and then she'll see what Elizabeth did. So she may even blog about it, or may not blog about it, or may, who knows. So you may find more information over there shortly, but I have no clue. Just guessing here. Okay, I started watching the Eli Stone. She's, I mean, if you're... we're reading through the polyphasic, you know, so you got that from yesterday, which wasn't really yesterday, it was today, since, you know, they start, my time starts at like 3 a.m. stuff. But anyway, the seasons, I mean, it's interesting. I enjoy that type. I've always liked that, where, you know, where people are helping people, and people, especially people of power, and I always felt like the people who are in power should be doing that much more. You should be, you know, willing to help out the guy that doesn't have it. I mean, that's what you're there for. You are almost, it's like a king is almost subject to all his people, literally. He's there to help them because he is of power, is of influence, and, you know, has all these, you know, perhaps, I mean, of course, there's a lot of stress and a lot of responsibility, but he has all these amenities in life. And therefore, it should be him that's helping out. And that's usually how I've always try to at least live my life by. If there's people that I can help out, or people that I feel that just because I have more knowledge and whatever, I try to use that to help them any way that I can. Anyway, of course, I'm not the level of a king or anything, you know, or even, well, I've had some big corporations, but that's another time. But anyway. Anyway, I like that type of shows and stuff like that. It is. And it's starting to go that way a little bit with him. So, at least in season one, I mean, I don't know where it's going to go. I'm just kind of going by what I've seen so far. Moving on down here. I did get further in my work schedule for today. What happens usually is, and I noticed this on every company I've ever had, if I would go in like 30 minutes or an hour early, I could get so much work done. But once the day starts, it's like you can't even get past the first or second, third thing on your list because you're always got all the kinds of things you have to do. And that's kind of how it happens here. Like, I'll have breakfast set up on here to do, you know, right after I do, like, my morning type work. My morning's work's supposed to be done in the morning. And it's like 3 or 4 o'clock. I still haven't even eaten breakfast yet because I'm blowing my schedule. The only thing I've had is coffee because that's the first thing I do. So... and it just happens that way, you know. You'd be, you know, my lunch sometimes are like 8 or 9 o'clock. You know, I don't even know where I'm supposed to be. I'm just, it just happens. And then at night, I'm able to start catching up and doing a lot more work and everything because I don't have, you know, you just don't have as many interruptions and stuff. So, give or take. But then again, you know, I like the interruptions that I have. So it wouldn't be that I wouldn't want them. I'd have to rechange my schedule. Instead of, like, maybe do my entertainment during the day or something like that, watch TV. But, you know, I've tried that. I've never really enjoyed it. I enjoy the situation I have now. I just got to figure out how to way to maximize my efficiency on my schedule. Anyway, I was talking about, you know, Elizabeth and her internship in Houston. Whenever she gets done with that, you know, we're supposed to move in together. She doesn't, like, go crazy. Just kidding. I shouldn't be saying that. She's not really crazy. She just, she does have a temper. Yeah. But, you know, over the time, you know, that I've known her, you know, I adapt pretty quickly. I'm starting to get this. It's, you know, I've just never met anybody like that. I'm not used to it at all. I'm more, even keeled, and she's not, type of thing, So it's interesting how the dynamics of both of us come together and how we do things. A lot of times we look at things a little different, and we look a lot of times of just about everything, So it's interesting. And as long as we have the common foundation, which is the love and the cherish of each other, as long as you have that, then everything else you can work with that and build from there. And so that's kind of like what we're going through and what we're doing. Well, I guess that's it. Oh, and I talked all about Eli, but now in the end here, I said I was thinking about Stargate. I'm kind of craving that. I haven't had a sci-fi in a while. Although Eli is a little sci-fi-ish, it's not like as a prophet and stuff. But it's not like he's carrying a mantle and like tearing people apart and stuff. That type of prophet, of course. But only a few of you probably know what I'm talking about there. But anyway, I'm craving some sci-fi and some beer, and maybe like get some chips and salsa and just chow down on something like that. Maybe make some type of man, if I had cheese, oh my god, I don't have any cheese. I was gonna make like this great dip with like beef and cheese and just and maybe some sour cream, and oh, if I had some guacamole, it'd be doing great. But I don't have any cheese. You know what it's like not having, you probably don't know what it's like. Who would be caught without cheese? For those who don't like cheese, I feel you don't like it. I'm sorry. Okay, moving on. Anyway, so I'm going to probably watch some Stargate and stuff. And that's it. That's going to be it for today. And I will be taking a shower and talk to you guys tomorrow. Be safe as you want to be. Be as reckless as you want to be. Enjoy your life. I will talk to you tomorrow.